Good morning. It is Monday, May the 21st, 2018, 8 a.m. Straight up. I'll be done. Okay. So a week ago, I was panicked because the flight that I thought was 1 o'clock in the afternoon was actually my return flight, and my flight was at 10:30 in the morning. So my morning was, holy shit, throw a bunch of stuff in a bag, hope I got it all, and head for the airport. I made it in plenty of time. A lot of noise here. Hold on a second. Guy just started up his riding mower right beside me. So, yeah, the only really interesting, if you can call it that, the only really interesting thing that happened on Monday morning at the airport was, for some reason, the canine unit picked me out of the crowd for extended screening. It was no big deal. I mean, okay, fine. But, and I was glad that I had an extra 20 minutes or so built into my transit time. But I was never in any danger of missing a flight. I was never in any danger of missing the plane once I actually knew what time the plane was supposed to leave. So that was okay. And, you know, I will say it was a relaxing ride, but I flew to somewhere. St. Louis, I think. And then from St. Louis to Pittsburgh. And coming back, it was Pittsburgh to Nashville to Denver. The travel was pretty low trauma, mostly. Tuesday, I spent all day with the outgoing CFO, and he briefed me on how things worked. The details of which I will need to explore on my own once the actual transition happens and I have my own access to set up and organize. The strategic committee, the strategic planning meeting, went a day and a half. It was I have to admit that I went into it pretty skeptical, and I talked to people, and a lot of them had gone through similar exercises in prior instances and weren't terribly impressed with the way it went. But we did a day and a couple of hours. I don't know, it's not really half a day, but it was quite a lot. And the first day was a long day. But by the time it was done, everybody was pretty excited about it, and there were things that provided organizational hooks. So while we were working through the board meeting that went from almost immediately after the strategic planning until well into the evening, the board meeting referenced a lot of those things. So I can't talk about what specifically they were, but it was a really fruitful period, working with the outgoing CFO and then doing strategic planning and then doing the board meeting it was actually productive. Much more productive than I might have anticipated, given my past histories. So the convention, the conference actually started Thursday while we were in meetings. There was some programming that I didn't get to see. There were some meetings that I didn't get to participate in. Then Friday I was actually part of the conference. I did some office hours where I had a table, a couple of chairs, and people who wanted to talk about self-publishing or social media were able to come and sit down and talk with me. We had 15-minute increments, so there were 15-minute time slots, and if you signed up in advance, you could sign up for one of these time slots. But almost nobody signed up for mine. I had one person on the second hour, and but I had one guy show up like right at the on the dot of when I took my seat, and he came wandering up, and he said, "I don't have an appointment, but I noticed on the sign-up sheet you didn't have anybody here either, so I thought I would come and I would talk to you." And I said, "Well, of course, sit down. Pull up a chair. What's on your mind?" And we talked for an hour and a quarter. It seemed to be the pattern, is that people would come to me with what they perceived as a simple question, and then I would proceed to tell them my opinions on the various subjects. And the one topic that came up over and over and over was how many noisy trucks there are on the street. The topic that came up over and over and over was, how do I find my audience? How do I reach my audience? A lot of people, I was kind of surprised by the number of people who were not yet members, weren't yet qualified to be members, because you have to have a certain threshold of sales in order to be a member. And I was kind of surprised at how many people would come up to talk to me, and they were in the process of finishing a manuscript, but they didn't know really what to do. And what happens when I write the end? How do I navigate self-publishing? How do I navigate traditional publishing? How do I navigate this process? And that was a common theme throughout the weekend, the number of people that I talked to who were not members, who had come to the Nebulas. That was a bit of an eye-opener for me. My social media panel went about as I expected it to go. They all wanted to talk about how they use it and not how it works. And that was not my intention, but all things considered, I think the panel went pretty well. The moderator had to shut me down a couple of times because I just sort of... He was right to do so, because it was... I kept trying to make points about how social media worked, and he didn't want to hear about how social media worked. He wanted to hear about how we all used it. And so while it wasn't the topic I wanted to talk about, it was the topic that the panel covered. And I was able to differentiate, because the other three members of the panel were all talking about basic broadcast, social media, how do I do it, and what good it is for me. And then I was able to talk about my use of social media, and why my use of social media was purposefully opaque, and why a lot of people who looked at my social media presence, looked at my social media footprint, are sometimes confused about what it is that I'm trying to do with it, because I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. So that was pretty interesting. It wasn't what I wanted to do, but it worked. And the moderator came up and talked to me afterwards and said, I'm sorry I had to shut you down there. I was like, no, that's all right. You're the moderator. That was your job. And I was rambling, so that was good. It's all good. I stayed up way too late. Way too late. In my defense, it's indefensible. No. In my defense, it was in large part the hospitality suite was literally across the hall from my room. Oh, get ready. Say it with me. One post. It was literally across the hall. So it really didn't get cranking up. It really didn't. The noise didn't get to be an issue until I'm going to go with about 9, 10 o'clock, which is my normal bedtime. But it would have been pointless for me to lay down and try to sleep with the party next door roaring up. And it would run until 1, 2 in the morning. It was supposed to close at 1 o'clock, but the guy in charge in the evening said, you know what, I don't care. Let's go until you're done. And shut it down one night. I wasn't always the last one out, but it was, it was an interesting opportunity to sit and, in some cases, sit with people I knew, like Terry Mixon and Michael Anderle and Craig Martell and some of the other indies. It was also an opportunity for people who had seen me around over the convention, the conference, I have to keep calling it a conference because it's not a convention. You know, convening fans were a conference. I'm not sure that's a distinction with a significant difference, but be that as it may. I'm trying to get in the habit of towing the company line. But it was also a place where people who had seen me could find me and come and talk to me. I had a mentee. I was part of their mentorship program. And whoever did the pairing, they couldn't have given me a better mentee. That it always sounds like it should be part of a Mentos commercial, but he's a really cool guy. I really enjoyed. He was the guy who came up to me. The irony of this, or the amusing part. I don't know if it's actually irony, but the amusing part was that this guy came up and sat down at my office hours and talked for an hour and a quarter until my only 15-minute appointment showed up. And we had a wonderful time talking about his process and his book and his what he was going to do next and how he was going to do it and how he could find an audience. And he wasn't really sure about this marketing thing. He didn't really do well in crowds. And it was a very droll, with an exceptionally dry wit. And so I had a wonderful time. I hope he did. I had a wonderful time talking with him. And so later I ran into him in the passage in the hallway outside, and we had another little chat. And eventually it was time for the mentor meeting, the mentor meetup. And we all went into the ballroom. And this is a horde of people. I was surprised. It's like, holy crap. And half of them were going looking for a mentor, and the other half were the mentors. And so they start going down through the list, and they call off the mentor's name. And then they call off the mentee's name. And so they called my name, and I raised my hand, and then they called out his name. And so he became my mentee for the weekend. We joined forces on Friday afternoon, and I took him to meetings. There was a self-publishing committee meeting right after that, so I took him to a self-publishing committee meeting, and I never did get to take him to dinner, but that'll happen. I'll get a chance. And so we had, like, 2 days. He had to leave late in the day on Saturday, so he wasn't around on Sunday at all, which is too bad. But Dave Robison put on a hosted, or Archivos, his product, and he hosted the party on Friday night? Yeah, it must have been, because Matt wasn't there Saturday night. Yeah, that's right. Friday night, he hosted the party, and Matt wasn't there, and I just stepped across the hall to my room and emailed him and said, this is where the party is. This is where you should be right now. If you're not here, unless you're bleeding or if there's some catastrophe you need to deal with. No, I didn't. I just said, here's the party. I'll meet you there. And so about 5 minutes later, he shows up. And we proceed to spend the rest of the night with me introducing him to conference life, to hanging out in the con suite, in the hospitality suite, in talking with people you don't know, and having someone introduce you. And since I knew practically everyone there, I did a lot of introducing. And at the end of the evening, he's not exactly baffled, but he's sort of like incredulous, because he'd had a great time in a room full of people he did not know. And that has never... This is a guy who's like, I don't know, 40, 50. He's not, well, he has a gray beard. He's not exactly a gray beard. I would suspect... Oh, nice stop, dude. I would suspect that he was... Perhaps prematurely gray. But a really nice guy, and we had a great time. I had a great time. I hope he did. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time talking to people. I think Saturday night there was a young guy, and I'm going to say 28, 29. I don't know for sure. He might have been in his 30s. It's hard for me to judge ages anymore. And he had heard me speaking in one or more of the sessions, and then he went and looked me up online. And then he came and he said, I have some questions. And I said, I have some answers. Why don't you ask the question and I'll see if I have one that matches. And he looked at me like, what? So we sat there with a couple other people shooting the breeze. There may have been adult beverages involved. I won't plead the fifth, but I will plead the court. So he was really on the fence about whether he should self-publish or seek traditional publication, but the marketing piece was the part that had him mostly bugged. The rest of it he was pretty comfortable with. But, finding an audience, finding that niche, finding the thing he wants to do, the people who want to read his book, that flummoxed him. He thought, well, if he goes trad, he won't have to do that. And then over the course of the weekend, numerous people on both sides of the fence said, yeah, not so much. If you don't have the social presence, then you're not going to attract the attention of an agent who's going to be able to put you in the place where a traditional publisher is going to be really all that interested. And he was like, that was the piece of the puzzle that he didn't have. And so... if he's going to have to do the marketing anyway, then self-publishing was not quite so onerous. And he has some interesting stories in mind. They're not standalone, but they're not technically in a series, in that the books don't tell an arc overall, but they're all set in the same universe with the same character. It's just they're all stories about what that particular character does. So it's much more in the line of some of the older mystery writers like S.S. Van Dyne, who wrote 18, 15, 19, something like that, science fiction novels, not science fiction novels, mysteries, and it had the same characters, but they weren't necessarily strung in order. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'm home, so with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.